This is a quick review for Mishnah Berurah Simen Resh Mem Dalet, the middle of Sif Hey, going to the beginning of Sif Vav. So in the beginning of Sif Hey, we quoted the Shita of the Rambam, that if someone has a worker on retainer, that basically you do a specific job for me, you do my laundry, you sew for me, you write for me, and he basically has him for the year or for the month or whatever it is, and he's paying him a flat rate. So the Rambam Shita is that it is mutter for that fellow to work for the Jew on Shabbos, as long as he's not getting paid for Shabbos, and as long as he's not getting any specific instructions to do something on Shabbos. So he's considered to be doing it adaita denashe. Now there was a machlokus in details that Mishnah Berurah quoted between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, how to understand the Shita of the Rambam. But I don't think it's going to be so relevant to understanding Alach Lamaisa for us. Now, obviously, you have to understand the two shitas in order to properly sift through the sheet of the Rambam and the Ravid, but in the end of the day, for our purposes, I'm not going to rehash that machlogis. But let's continue now, starting with the second day in the Mechaber, where the Mechaber says, V'yesh misha oser b'socher eino Yehudi lizman. There are those, which is the sheet of the Ravid, who argues on the daf with the Rambam, there are those who aser hiring a non-Jew in this context, meaning he's your guy that you always give him this work to do, and he's on retainer. And basically, the way the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Ches explains it, that both according to the Taz and the Magen Avraham, this would be problematic because according to the Taz, it's that even though the Jew doesn't care if he does it on Shabbos or he doesn't do it on Shabbos, in the end of the day, the Jew is making money off of the fact that the guy is doing this. And according to the Magen Avraham, it's basically says that. Again, same thing, that you're making, you're getting a product that was made for you on Shabbos, and obviously that's considered problematic. Now, based on this, the Dirshu footnote writes that that if you have a non-Jew working for you, and they want to wash dishes for you on Shabbos, let's say, or they want to wash dishes for you after Shabbos, and they want to heat up the water on Shabbos to wash dishes after Shabbos. So here he quotes from Shlomo Zalman in a little bit of a difficult to understand way. If you look in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, this might not be the Pashup shot in what Shlomo Zalman means, but here he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, the goy, if he's doing it just so his hands won't be cold when he's washing the dishes, that is not problematic because he's doing it for himself. But if he does it because he wants to clean the dishes better, then that is problematic because he's doing it for you, and you're being marviach, and that would be usher according to the Ravid, because you're getting something out of the deal. That's not necessarily what Rav Shlomo Zalman meant, and the generally understood way that the halacha follows is that if the plates could have been cleaned to a very similar or the same way in cold water, which is usually the case if you really scrub and it takes you twice as long or three times as long, so then the goy is considered to be using the hot water just to make his own job easier when he washes dishes. So if you hire somebody to come into your house and wash your dishes on Shabbos, you obviously may not tell the non-Jew use hot water, but if the non-Jew chooses to use hot water and the dishes could have become clean using cold water, then that's considered mutter. Then in the Ramah we continue where he says v'davka sheschara l'malachim yuchedes kigon beged ler go sefer lichto. This is only when he's on retainer for one particular job. Avo kisheschara l'chol amalacha shitztarf toch zman aschirus. But if you basically hire this person as your right hand man, that this is your butler or your maid or your helper in any way, that anything you tell them to do, that's what they do. L'chulei alma aser. That's for sure going to be usher, according to both the Rambam and the Ravid Kamoshe Bar, Sof Simon Reish Mem Zayin, as we'll explain going further. Now, why is this so? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chavtes says because there the Jew is always going to be benefiting from this what this person does, and it's karov levadai that he's going to need him to do something else. Meaning, if you have him do something for you on Shabbos, you can't say, "I could have done it on Sunday." In the end of the day, you're going to have other things for him to do on Sunday. So what he needs to do on Shabbos, he actually needs to get done on Shabbos because he knows anytime you need anything, you're going to call on him to do it. So he has to take care of certain things on Shabbos because vadai you're going to need him to do something totally different on Sunday, and therefore it's considered that he's working for you and he's getting paid to work for you on Shabbos. And in Sifkat and Lamed, he says, therefore, based on this, you really should tell people that if they have maids who are doing malacha for you, even when they're doing it in their own home, not in the house of the Jew, then, and you didn't tell them specifically to do it, but you know they're doing it for you, that is problematic because they're really hard to do anything and everything. However, then he quotes a machlokis in what's pshat in Rabbeinu Simcha. The Taz says that Rabbeinu Simcha says you're not even allowed to do, you certainly are not allowed to do your work in your house, but she's not even allowed to do her own work in your house, because that looks like she's doing your work in her house. However, the Eliyahu Rabba and others say that's not the Pshat in Rabbeinu Simcha. And in the end, he quotes the Chayei Adam that if it's something which is obvious that the maid is doing for herself and she's not doing it for you, then everybody would agree that that's mutter. Now, we just skipped one point in the Bir Allah. And the Bir Allah, Dira Masav Yesh Misha Oser, says that at least L'Charchila you should try to be machmer for the Shita of the Ravid, even though there are those who rely on the Shita of the Rambam. But nevertheless, you should try to avoid the Shita of the Rambam and be machmer not to have a non-Jew on retainer do any work for you on Shabbos. Okay, moving forward in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Vav. Yehudi Yakona Meches. So this is not something we have nowadays, but back in the day, tax collecting was an incredibly corrupt business, and you could bid to be the tax collector, and you got to keep a lot of the money from the taxes, and it was a good business to be in. So this Jew, he won the lottery to be the tax collector. He, you know, placed the winning bid or whatever it is to be the tax collector. And now he can't do it all. He certainly can't collect taxes on Shabbos. So he hires a non-Jew to be his tax collector on Shabbos. Mutter im hu bekibolas. It's mutter to do it if it is kibolas. Now, what does this mean? It means that he's dahainu she'omer lo l'shetigbe mea dinarim etim l'cha kach v'kach. That when you collect 100, you'll get, I don't know, 10 out of 100, you'll get 10% of all the taxes that you collect. So that is actually mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Beis, explains that even though in general you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew what the job is on Shabbos, and furthermore, this is a milsa de farhesi because everyone knows he's collecting on behalf of the Jew, nevertheless, it is mutter based on this concept of pseida, that a person is going to lose significant sums of money, and we're afraid that the Jew is going to come to do the malacha himself, and he might even violate a malacha daraisa because he's going to take down all of the information and write it down on Shabbos, and therefore we felt like this, if we were machmir, to tell the Jew he couldn't have a non-Jew do it for him in such a way, so it would be a tremendous chumrah habali de kula that the Jew would end up doing it himself and violating Shabbos min ha-Torah. And also, in Sivkot and Laman Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah points out, you can't tell him that on Shabbos you have to collect X amount of dollars, otherwise that would make him into a schir yom, and that would be a problem. And, yeah, okay, we'll leave it at that.